Hello, and welcome to the best podcast for 2020, according to the readers of Phoenix Magazine. You've downloaded another stellar episode of Mac Watson Talks. On this episode, one school in Florida goes too far editing their seniors' graduation photos. Why is it only girls, and why are parents pissed? Also, United Airlines is doing it. So are states like Oregon and Maryland. But should the state of Arizona incentivize getting a vaccine for COVID-19? One kid cleans his dad's car and discovers $5,000, and a flag that says F Biden and F you is flying high in one Phoenix neighborhood. What do the neighbors think? That's all coming up and more, so let's get started. This is episode 147.
You're listening to Mac Watson Talks, Season 2. Voted best podcast in the Valley for 2020 by the readers of Phoenix Magazine.
What if I told you that boob blocking was in the news this week?
Boob blocking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean that you're blocking boobs, or does that mean that?
Well, to me, it seems like there's like a risque picture, and you're putting one of those little black boxes
right.
over it or something.
Right.
Because that's what, you know, I mean, if you're going to show some, you know, old
that black bar
thing, then you're going to get your boobs blocked out. But that's not what this story is about. This is a story about a high school in Florida that decided to take it upon themselves to edit the school pictures of girls who attend their school to meet some kind of decency standards and not show any bare skin. I mean, it's not like any of them were actually showing any boobs, okay? Because they weren't. And they were rarely not even showing very much cleavage.
Right.
But they were just showing chest. And apparently that is not acceptable to them.
Riley O'Keefe was eager to see her photo. She's a 15-year-old freshman. She immediately noticed something was amiss in her yearbook when she got the yearbook from Bardem Trail High School in St. John's, Florida. Riley initially left off the picture, which had been altered to lift her neckline, until she turned more pages and noticed more obvious edits, with some bordering on the cartoonish side. So obviously they tried to take any bit of cleavage, any bit of boob. I mean, it's not even side boob or under boob. It's
you know, and
it's when there's just a little indentation.
And it'd be one thing if they said, "Look, if your school photos look like this, you will not be included in the yearbook." But instead, they just took it upon themselves to edit it, and then they could include them in the yearbook. Maybe because they found there were so many girls, mind you, no boys' photos were edited for any reason, but they found so many girls' photos unacceptable that they would have had to take so many girls out that lots of kids wouldn't have appeared in their own yearbook. So they took it upon themselves to edit those pictures. It doesn't say that a student did it, so it does seem to be that it's a staff decision or an administrative decision. And not only that, these yearbooks cost students $100 a piece.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the going rate for yearbooks?
I guess.
I mean, I think I paid $25 for our kids' yearbook for elementary school, but man, when I was in high school, it doesn't seem like they weren't
that expensive.
I can't even imagine they'd be $100 now, but maybe they are. That just seems crazy.
They're $100 now. You better get a glamour shot out of it.
Yeah, and they were not doing that kind of editing.
No, in fact, some students were even more furious. Riley and her sister, a sophomore at the high school, didn't get the worst of it. Pictures of those who dared to wear patterns that day were marred with changes that looked like something out of Minecraft or the work of a first grader, so said Riley's mother.
Patterns? Oh, is patterns against the rules too?
I guess so.
Oh my gosh.
See, what I wonder is that did the school send out anything, a notice or anything,
well, it does
before
say
the photos were taken?
That they have decency standards, and that normally if you don't meet those, that you're not included in the yearbook. So in the past, the rule's been if you didn't follow the rules, you don't get included in the yearbook. But this year, apparently, whoever's in charge took it upon themselves to make it so that everybody could be included in the yearbook by altering their pictures.
In fact, some students were ashamed and embarrassed while parents were demanding answers and change.
And refunds.
And refunds, too. Of course, the school says certainly there has never been an intention to embarrass or shame any student for the clothes that they wear. Unfortunately, we are learning a valuable lesson in the importance
of process.
But
they did not alter a single picture of a boy.
Well, they didn't need to. Because the boys weren't showing skin, right?
Well, I guess they weren't wearing offensive patterns.
Right,
either.
I guess not. So as a parent, would you be furious at this?
Oh, yes, I would be.
Would you really?
You're body shaming my girl.
But it's not that she wore something inappropriate to begin with.
But, you know, then don't include her. then do not include, if she decided to come on school picture day, which we know, we've talked about this before, our daughter has worn things on school picture day that were not my choice and I was not super excited about.
But we're not, it wasn't offensive.
It wasn't against the school code. I mean, she's like wearing a pair of cat ears in third grade.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? If they said no cat ears or no whatever, and they didn't include her in the yearbook, that would be her own problem.
Right.
But to go in and edit it out and make it look like she didn't have cat ears and then she ends up looking like she has like a shrunken head or something. Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I'd want my money back too.
Not my money. Not even my money back. Like they owe me an apology for altering her picture.
Boy, I wonder what that would look like. I wonder if because they said the girl that they show the picture of, Riley, they said there were worse examples of what they did.
They had like moved their sweater over and it made them look like their shoulder was like deformed.
Deformed or hunched over.
Yeah. What a stupid, stupid decision in this day and age to do.
And this isn't the first time the community has voiced their outrage at the school's dress code. In March, 31 girls received dress code violations after school administrators and other school staff members patrolled hallways to monitor student attire, which involved asking girls to raise their hand over their heads to see if their skirts exposed skin around their abdomens. Wow.
See, their shirts, not their skirts, their shirts. Skin around their abdomen.
Sorry.
Well, you know what? And that's the other, you know what? Our daughter, I won't let her wear shorts that when she has her hands down next to her, that the shorts are shorter than her thumb. That is the school dress code. That is the rule. And she's always telling me, well, other girls don't do it. And I'm like, I'm sorry, we're not going to violate it. Like, you're not going to violate it.
Right. But you know that going in. But I've never heard of this midriff thing.
This thing about, like, what are they adding inches onto the bottom of it in pictures? Like, if there's a picture of her, oh, look, her shorts are too short. Let's put a fake cuff around the bottom of it.
Maybe.
Oh, look, her, you know, and that's, I think it even takes it further than getting a dress code violation, which, you know what? That is legit. If that's in the dress code that you may not wear, you may not expose your midriff, which is perfectly sensible, you know, dress code. It's not like they're saying, you know, oh, you can't, like, it's not like the length of your skirt is too short when you have to kneel on the floor. That's like the 1970s way of checking skirt lengths. It's now just like, hey, let's keep it below the thumb on your hand when it's next to your side. Like, that's a reasonable length. It's not shaming anyone. Boys are held to the same standard, you know, because they're not allowed to wear pants or shorts that show their underwear.
Right.
So same, you
droopy
know,
drawers.
Droopy drawers. So that's fine. But this took it a step further. It's one thing just to be issuing dress code violations. It's another thing to go in and start changing people's pictures.
And this is also not the first time Riley's been in trouble, too. Riley's stepmom has been pushing the district for answers since last fall when Riley came home from a Dress for Success Day, upset that she received a verbal warning about the length of her business skirt. It's a business skirt. It can't be that short.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't even make sense. I mean, maybe they have the same kneel on the floor thing or something. I don't know. It's in this day and age that school administrators would be shaming girls' bodies and their choice of clothes when it's not that they are, you know, wearing clothes. Like, it's not when they say, oh, if you're showing cleavage, okay, that's not okay.
That's different.
Then they say, no spaghetti straps. You know,
like, right.
No midriffs.
Don't include
no
it.
Midriffs.
Then don't
you know?
Include it. Right.
So
should the dress code have been more specific? Because I don't know how you actually say don't show skin because we're going to alter the picture. I don't know how you do that.
You know, I think that what they've said is that you have to have your collar has to be a certain height on your chest or something like that. And if it doesn't, then we will not include you in the yearbook. Okay. Well, then don't include them in the yearbook. Don't go in and try to make it look like they complied. Just don't include them in the yearbook.
That is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
The dress code is based on creating a safe and better learning environment, so says the school.
Because girls' bodies are so distracting to boys.
But, well, I mean, that can be the case.
Right. But you know what? That again, that's body shaming girls. It's different when you're like, no spaghetti straps, no midriffs. Like, you have some specific, like, we want you to cover up your body.
Right.
You know, no, we don't want to see your underwear. No, so no droopy drawers and no, you know, no ripped knees and no flip flops. Like, a lot of schools won't allow you to wear open toed shoes. Those are all legitimate. But to go in and try to alter them in the yearbook, you know what? Those girls should have been caught at the door of the school that day on picture day and sent home.
And told to go home and
if
change.
If that's your dress code, then send them home. But don't try to change it in the yearbook.
Yeah, the yearbook and how they chose which photos to edit is a continuation in their discrimination against females.
Mm-hmm.
They think males' bodies are less distracting but naturally assume sexual with our bodies. Wow. I mean, I don't...
This is not the first school to have had this conversation, but I don't think I've ever read about a school who actually went in and edited photos.
Yeah, and who got to do that job? I mean, who's sitting there determining...
I'm sure it was a staff person, which makes all that much creepier.
Now, why is that creepy if they tried
to... It's like some adult in there looking at girls' bodies and deciding what is too much.
What if it was a woman? Does that make it creepy? If it was a female,
doesn't matter. It was an adult, and if it was a kid, actually, it's just wrong. They should have been like, "Sorry, this one doesn't match. This one doesn't. This is we just don't put them in the yearbook." And then on the other hand, it should be, "Hey, where are our hall monitors that are supposed to be giving dress code violations or not letting kids come into school if they don't meet the dress code?" I mean, I don't know. The thing is I feel like if they let you in the school
the day of,
then they shouldn't be able to do anything else. I mean, I think the monitoring of it has to happen at the door.
Also in the news this week, COVID-19 is slowly going away. We are getting better at being vaccinated, at stopping COVID-19 spread, which is great. And the travel industry, especially the airlines, wants you to travel more. So United Airlines announced that it's giving travelers a chance to win a year of free flights to anywhere in the world it flies in exchange for getting a vaccine against COVID-19.
So if you are a United Plus, you know, which means you are part of their frequent flyer miles, which you can sign up for that and you don't have to even have any miles with them, you can upload your vaccine information, your vaccine card, and you have until the end of June to
June
do that.
June 22nd.
And then July 1st, they are going to announce 5 winners who will receive airfare for 2 anywhere they want, for as much as they want, for as many times. You can travel every single week if you want.
In the United States. I'm sorry, no, wherever United flies. Wow.
And in any class. So you can fly first class the whole time if you choose so. And then they're also giving away to 30 people will get just 1 pair of tickets anywhere United flies. Same thing, any class, anywhere, if we have a seat available, you got it. It's yours. And that's all just to incentivize their travelers, particularly their frequent flyers, to get vaccinated. But they're not the only ones that are incentivizing it. Did you see what Oregon was doing?
No, what's Oregon doing?
Oregon is creating a lottery. And if you are vaccinated, you can be put into this lottery to win $1 million. The Oregon governor just announced that last week. So if you're in Oregon, which I wish I was, but I'm not. If your friends are in Oregon, tell them, enter the lottery, $1 million. And if they win, maybe they'll give you a cut of it.
Any Maryland resident who is vaccinated can get $2 million.
Ooh, wow.
In Maryland's lottery. So
your parents are entering that, right?
I would assume so.
Good. Arizona, get on the ball. We want to win some money.
Well, I mean, does that really help or does that really motivate people to get vaccinated? That's what I just don't know. I don't know how to incentivize.
The vaccines are free. You don't even have to buy a lottery ticket for these lotteries. You know?
Right.
Think about it. Like a lottery usually requires you buy a ticket. This is a lottery you can enter without paying anything. All you have to do is go get the shot.
To incentivize Marylanders to get the COVID-19 vaccination, the Maryland Lottery awards 1 vaccinated person per day a $40,000 prize every day.
$40,000 a day?
Every day from May 25th through July 3rd. So that's $2 million added up.
Your mom
needs
to get on that right away.
Yeah, you're right.
Arizona, come on, get on that.
But is that something Doug Ducey should really get behind? Well, I mean...
Arizona Lottery can make that decision. I mean,
right.
It really comes... It's within the existing lottery system of how they create new games and stuff all the time. They don't ask the governor for that. I mean, the governor of Oregon announced it, but I'm sure that it was like the governor of Oregon went to the lottery and was like, hey, let's make this happen. And they did. They did. Well, they made it happen.
Right. I mean, it just sounds
like... Even
though
in Oregon, isn't there like 5 counties that want to secede from Oregon?
Yeah, actually, that's another story coming out of Oregon. They want to secede and join Idaho.
But they can't
and
because
some
Oregon
California
has
to, counties as well.
Oregon has to approve it. Idaho has to approve it. And then Congress has to approve it. And let me tell you what, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to get out of
Oregon.
You're
going to stay in Oregon. Sorry about that, bud.
Yeah, it's not. You're going to have to move to Idaho. Why Idaho? What was the
rationale
behind?
Because Idaho's red and they don't like being in a blue state. They want their counties to become part of a red state.
I mean, I've never been that angry over something that I would want to secede from my own state.
Don't you remember like 6 or 7 years ago, Tucson wanted to become their own state and it didn't work?
Of course it didn't work. Right. They've gone through that with California too. Southern California versus Northern California versus Central California. Mm-hmm. It never works. Mm-hmm. The states are the states. Leave it alone.
Right. Unless it's Puerto Rico and let's let them in because really they're a state. And that's just my opinion.
Oh, okay.
And DC.
I was going to say.
And D.C.
No. D.C. should not become a state. Leave them as a district. There's a reason why they're a district. They have representation. They don't need to become a state. How many states do you want?
Well, so does Puerto Rico, but they need, I mean, it's not the same representation. They don't have
an even number at 50. How many do you want? Because I want an even number.
52.
So that would be Puerto Rico and D.C.
The stars are going to be a little bit crowded on the flag, but it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to make a whole new flag with 52, but I doubt that's ever going to happen. Mm. That's just some of the news this week. Thanks, Cricket.
Thank you, Mac.
You're listening to Mac Watson Talks, Season 2. Voted best podcast in the Valley for 2020 by the readers of Phoenix Magazine.
Are you a patron on Patreon? Are you getting our bonus content every week? For as little as $5 a month, you can get an extra podcast episode every week that includes This Is Us, Raised in a Nut House, and Sister Is Punny. Here's just a snippet of what you're missing. We're like all out there. When Sophie comes out, I'm not kidding you, she has on a G-string bikini.
No way. No way.
And not feeling any about self-conscious about it or anything. Totally normal for her.
Very European.
And everybody is like, doing, like, what is going on? Like, I think my mom was going to die.
She was mortified.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even remember if they, I think they just let her swim in it or maybe, and you know, be able
well,
to
what
rent,
else were they going
to
do?
Be able to rent swimming suits. Maybe they went and rented her a swimming suit. I don't know. But anyways, it was I just remember thinking like, wow, is that even a swimming suit? It was like so small and she was like so curvy, you know?
Oh, geez.
Want to hear the rest? Go to patreon.com/MacWatsonTalks. That's patreon.com/MacWatsonTalks. And for as little as $5, you can be a patron and get bonus episodes every week.
Time for the smackdown. And this time I'm smacking down a jackass neighbor in North Phoenix for displaying a flag that is, well, controversial on a number of levels. One mom says she can't protect her kids from everything, but the last thing she expected to see in her neighborhood was a big political flag with an F-bomb flapping in the wind. She says, I just think that everybody's entitled to their opinions, but to have something like that where the kids walk by it every day is just, I don't think it's okay. Social media, of course, is buzzing about the F Biden flag a homeowner put in their backyard that backs up to Bell Road near 56th Street in North Phoenix. In smaller print, it says F you if you voted for him. A number of neighbors have expressed their disgust, saying that having a foul language flag about the current president is not appropriate, especially with an elementary school of only a few blocks away. Jeez. The homeowner who put up the F. Biden flag says she has no plans to take down the flag. She says, yes, it might be a little vulgar to some and offensive to see to others, but everybody's entitled to their opinion. If the kids can figure out what the sign says, then these kids have already heard that kind of language and vulgarity, either at home, on TV, the movies, or in school. It's a sign, the homeowner said. Get over it. If it hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. Now, the homeowner does not live in an HOA community, so she's not in violation of any rules or regulations. But how about just being a nice neighbor? I mean, I don't understand. Let me take that back. I understand you're that angry. What I don't understand is that you would put up a flag with that kind of language on it when there are kids around. That's not being a good neighbor. That's just being a jackass. And that is the smackdown. You hear the music, you know what that means. It's time for the last word. An Indiana boy was cleaning out his dad's car, a nice thing to do, a Chevy Suburban bought in September, when he found a package under the floor mats. He told his dad, who assumed it was paperwork. But when the two opened the envelope, they realized it was packed with checks and $5,000 in cash. Dad says, I look at him and I just run inside. I go upstairs. I start calling my wife. Hey, babe, you got to come and check this out. And that's when we dump it on the bed and the money falls out all over the bed. Well, Dad said they never thought about keeping the money, which belongs to a family in South Carolina. In 2019, the family had driven to Florida for a cruise and forgot where they had put their money. The owners of the cash would only accept the money's return if the boy received $1,000 for his good deed. The 9-year-old said, I've just been thinking about all the stuff I could buy. Dad says they checked the rest of the car to make sure nothing else was hidden inside. When we went back out, we checked underneath all the rest of the floor mats, you know. What else is hidden in this vehicle? So that's one thing I'm going to definitely do when I go to clean out vehicles. That's the first place I'm starting, he says. See, I love this story, but just as long as the kid doesn't go around the neighborhood opening car doors and searching under floor mats everywhere. That would be a little weird. Until next time! Thank you for listening to Mac Watson Talks. This episode is copyrighted and may not be reproduced in whole or part without express written permission. For more information, to become a sponsor, or to schedule an upcoming appearance by Mac or Cricket or both, visit MacWatsonOnline.com. Connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, or Patreon, and leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you hear, share us with your friends. We love new listeners.